Left off discussing the Shivas Rabbi Kaveger and Simon Ches regarding Misase, in dealing with the Sugya and Daf Yir Aleph, the Mishnah which tells us that the Chayit is not allowed to go up the Machtel Samach L'Chashecha. The Machlokes between Abai and Rava regarding details of Gzera L'Gzera. We discussed when is something called the Gzera L'Gzera, when is something considered to be a case of a Trei Rabbanon. So Tosus is bothered in Daf Yir Aleph with a very fundamental question. In that case, Lo Yetze Chayit B'Machtel, how can you have such a gzeirid rabbanon? What are we afraid of? That shemi yishkach, he'll afraid that he's carrying the machat and then he'll go out. In such an instance, after all, Tosa says that would be a case of misaseh. And Tosa quotes the sugi and daf chavav that in that instance one would not be chayim. So how is it possible to have a gzeirid rabbanon that you can't do it samach l'chashecha because you may end up doing so on Shabbos if that's considered to be a case of misaseh? So Tosus answers with the following chiddush, that you must assume the gzeru is not shem yishkach hamachat. If that was the case, we dismissed it as being one of misaseh. The gzeru is the following, that chayshin and sheyishkach shehu Shabbos. If a person is aware of exactly that which he is doing, but he fails to realize that it is Shabbos, that's considered to be a case of shogeg. And certainly one can have gzeros drabanan up to shogeg, even if one should argue that's not true when it comes to a case of misase. What troubles Rabbi Kaveger is the following. L'chora, one could have raised this issue both according to Abaye and according to Rava, but Tosus does not. Tosus says, according to Rava, that, for example, that standing in one place, drinking in another place, would not apply in a karmis, because that's a gzera l'gzera. Shouldn't we say the same thing in this case as well? But if you were to assume a shitas Abaye, in such a case, it's no difficulty whatsoever. So Rabbi Kaveger raises a very basic problem. Why is that good according to anyone? Even according to Abaye, that should be difficult. No? I understand you can have a gzeirid rabbanon because of shemi yavo. But if the gzeirid rabbanon is that shemi yavo in a case of misasek, what exactly does that mean? You may come to do it in an instance of misasek, and that means what? Misasek is something which is asur. I understand if you're doing a malacha shino tzrich lagufa, there we can argue, even though according to Rabbi Shimi Daraisa it's mutter, midrabana nonetheless it's aser. Potel aval aser. Is that true when it comes to misasek? Misasek is potel aval aser. There's an iser drabanan to involve yourself in malacha when there is a complete lack of awareness. Mecha teist lacham formulated such an iser drabanan at all. You understand a malacha drabanan, zeros drabanan when it comes to cases of klachariyad or enos shel kayama. In those instances. But where do you see that there is a gzeira drabanan in a case of misasek? Why should that be? So Rabbi Kaveger writes, a very important yisod, this also spells out human, daf lamed aleph beis and daf lamed hamad aleph, that the nature of many gzeiros or malachos drabanan is the following. We've been discussing whether a given principle is halacha b'chol Torah kula, or whether it is uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos because of Melechis Machsheves Asur Torah. And there Tosus writes the following Chiddush, that if you're dealing with something that is Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula, so Mehecha Teis Lachamim created an Issur Drabanan. However, if you're dealing something where normally it is Asur, when it comes to every other case other than Shabbos, that is considered to be forbidden. On Shabbos it's Mutter as a function of Melechis Machsheves, but Shabbos is the exception. But the rule is such that would be chayiv, so therefore midrabanan hishve Shabbos l'shari yisurei Torah. That's the chiddush of Tosus Neumah, daf lamed aleph beis and daf lamed hey amud aleph. That's that lengthy Tosus. That is Tosus' chiddush. That's quite important. So if, for example, b'chol Torah kula one would be chayiv, so even if technically speaking you are a potter because of Melechis Machsheves, that's true midaraisa midrabanan, however, that is aser. So for example, in the case of Melech HaShino Tzirich Lagufa, when it comes to Shari Yisurim, Melech HaShino Tzirich Lagufa is Chayiv Min HaTorah. On Shabbos, one is potter according to Rabbi Shimon, let's assume simply because of Melechis Machsheves HaSfer Torah. So you understand very well why, although it is Mutter Min HaTorah, it is aser drabanan. What about Davar Sheni Miskaven? Davar Sheni Miskaven according to Rabbi Shimon is not Mutter only on Shabbos. There it's Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, there's no reason to create any Issur Drabanan, and that's why according to Rabbi Shimon, Melech HaShino Tzirich Laguf is Potter, but Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. We even discussed the following Chiddush HaTosus. Tosos is bothered within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayiv Min HaTorah. Tosos writes, I understand how that can apply to Shari Surim. But how can you argue that a Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayiv Min HaTorah on Shabbos? A Davar Sheni Miskaven is Meleches Machsheves. What Rabbi Yehuda denies the concept of Meleches Machsheves, something that is absolutely unintended, that is not a psik resha, that is called a Meleches Umnus. That is considered to be Meleches Machsheves. How can that be? So Tosfos writes a very great chiddush. When we do the Sugya Davar Sheni Miskaven, we'll see. Right. This great chiddush of Tosfos that you cannot equate Rabbi Yehuda Shita b'shari surim and Rabbi Yehuda Shita when it comes to Shabbos, even though Rabbi Yehuda agrees that b'chol haTorah kul, including Shabbos, Davar Sheni Miskaven is aser. When it comes to shari surim, it's nisar daraisa. When it comes, however, to Shabbos, Davar Sheni Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only nisar derabanan, because it's not meleches machsheves. And then Tosfos writes the following chiddush. So now we have a difficulty. According to both Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Sheni Miskaven and Shabbos is mutar min haTorah. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda maintains nonetheless potah v'loser, and why did Rabbi Shimon assume mutar d'chatchila? If they both agree on the din daraisa, why do they disagree on the din derabanan? Good. Tosfos' answer is exactly this point. Hishva chachamim Shabbos l'shar isurim. That's exactly the bottom line. So when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, b'chol haTorah kul, Davar Sheni Miskaven is chayiv in a case of a nazir, in a case of shatnez, in a case of neged saras. So therefore, midrabanan lachamim equate Shabbos with shar kol haTorah kula. According to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter when it comes to shar isurim. So why should you create an isid rabanan? There's no concept of assuming that we will equate Shabbos with Shari Surim. B'chol haTorah kul, it's mutar l'chatchila. So on Shabbos, it remains mutar l'chatchila. There is no iser derabanan. So that's Tosfos' chiddush. Very important. When it comes to Melach Shein Tzarich L'Guf, when it comes to Davar Sheni Miskaven, Rabbi Kiveger writes the following. That's how you can understand the Shitas of Tosfos here in Daf Yud Aleph. It assumes Misasek is Patav L'Aser. Why should Misasek be Patav L'Aser? What, the Chachamim decreed that Misasek is Nisid Rabbanan? In order to what? In order to prevent you from engaging in Misasek? If you know what you're doing, it's not Misasek. And if you don't, what? There's a Gzeirad Rabbanan. Right, the person will get up and make an announcement. Do not forget that that will help you. If the whole Isser is in a case where there is that Hesach Hadas, Misasek. So in such an instance, it makes sense to have such a Gzeirad Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiveger writes, you're right, there was no particular Gzeirad Rabbanan regarding Misasek, but there's a Gzeirad Klalis, that any Ptur of Shabbos, which is merely a function of Meleches Machsheves, that's all true on the level of Daraisa. But now the Din Rabbanan kicks in, the Dalmi Hacho, Meleches Machsheves. Let's treat Shabbos like Shar Kol haTorah Kula. And that's exactly then Rabbi Kiveger's Chiddush, that the two halachos of Misasek is that there is a Misasek when it comes to Kol haTorah Kula, but it is a Maisa Veira, it's an Issa Daraisa, there in Achinami it's just a Ptur Karban. On Shabbos it's more than that. On Shabbos it's considered to be a Hafgah. It's not considered to be a Meleches Isser. It's not considered to be a Maisa Veira. But now that we have the background of Hishvu Shabbos L'Shar Isseri Torah, in such an instance, now you understand why Tosfos assumes that Misasek is considered to be a case which is Potav L'Aser. Even without this Tosfos, if you look in Lechem Mishnah is found in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches, if it's Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah is explicit that Misasek is Potav L'Aser. Lechem Mishnah writes it explicitly. Just like Lachshin Tzarich L'Guf is Potav L'Aser, just like Lachiyad is Potav L'Aser, Lechem Mishnah writes Misasek is Potav L'Aser. That's what Rabbi Kiveger is trying to show you from this Tosfos. Why should you have an Isid Rabbanan? That's exactly the answer of Hishv Shabbos, L'Shari Surim. And that's exactly the two halachas of Rabbi Kiveger, that it's a Ptur Karba when it comes to Shari Surim, Hashenki when it comes to Shabbos, but if B'chol haTorah kul there is such an Isser, in such an instance, then Inochinami, that would apply Midrabanan when it comes to Shabbos as well. Rabbi Kiveger continues and suggests another interesting nafkamina regarding Shvisa Savda. We know that the Torah tells us not only is it necessary that you refrain from malacha, but you must see to it that your eved does not engage in malacha as well. Good? If your eved will do malacha, so in such an instance, that's an issed araisin comment upon, right, the Adam. So Rabbi Kiveger writes the following interesting chiddush. That what happens if, for example, you see that your eved is about to, right, pull this tefillah. And the Eved is assuming that it's not an act of Ktsir at all. It's absolutely Tavush. The Eved doesn't intend to do an act of Kotser. Right? He realizes that he is taking hold of this Tvua, but the Eved is of the mindset that it was Tavush. However, the Adon is aware that, no, this is Mechubar. And as a result of what the Eved is doing, that will result in Ktsira. Tolesh. So what's the instance in such a case? That's Rabbi Kiveger, it's Nafkamina. No, what the Eved is doing is Misasek. Right? That's Mamash, a case of Misasek, of Heter to Isser, Isser to Heter, no? Where he's intending to do a Malachis Heter, but I know it's a Malachis Isser. If that would be a Maisa Vera, that's Rabbi Kiveger writes, then you can apply the principle Kimle Rabine, so on. If it's considered to be a Maisa Vera, no, so in such a case, then my obligation of Shvisa Savadim demands that I insist that the Eved refrain. If you're going to tell me that this is not called a Maisa Avera at all, so therefore, maybe this is not included in Shvisa Savdo. From the perspective of the Eved, no malacha is being done. So the Kveger writes, if you'll argue that Misasek is a Maisa Avera, but it's merely a Tur Karban, in such a case, then Shvisa Savdo would apply in that instance. If, however, you assume it's not considered to be a Malachas Isser at all, not a Maisa Avera, in such a case, perhaps, that would not apply. However, one could just be Ma'orer, right? The following, is that so simple? Is that really so simple? Let's assume you're right, that when it comes to Shabbos, Rabbi Kiveger writes that Misasek is not called a Maisa Avera, and therefore it should not be subject to Shvisa Savdo. Is that really true? When you deal with the case of Shvisas Avdo, as we mentioned, right, the Isser is not just simply, let's say, the Eved. No, the Isser is incumbent upon the Adam. So if I were to ask you, in terms of the concept of Melaches Masheves, from whose perspective? From the perspective of the Adam, or from the perspective of the Eved? Right? Kveger assumes, as a Devra Pashut, that in order to assess whether this is a Melaches Isser or not, it's from the perspective of the one who's doing the malacha, from the Eved. And therefore, if Misasek is not even a Maisa Avera, so in such an instance, that's it. What do you mean, Shvisas Avda? Right? The Eved is not doing an Avera. But is it so simple that that should be the case, that the entire focus or perspective of Shvisas Avda should be from the perspective of the Eved as opposed to from the perspective of the Adam? Maybe one could argue that the perspective of the Adon is considered to be critical. And if the Adon is aware, after all, the Isser is incumbent upon the Adon. And if he is aware that this is an act of Chilul Shabbos because it's a case of Mechubah that results in that which is Talush, so the mindset of the Eved maybe is irrelevant to Shvisas Avdom. Why would you assume this is true? Because the Torah doesn't only forbid Shvisas Avadim. No, there also is an Isser of Shvisas Behemto. No? So I am incumbent to see to it that my animal does not engage in malacha. No? So what does that mean? No. The animal possesses malachas malcheves. And the animal is going to do it for right, all the reasons that are necessary to be a malacha daraisa. Obviously not. No? When it comes to shvisas behemto, the fact that the animal does not have a clear awareness of what he is doing and why he is doing, whether it's a malacha tzrich leguf, ein tzrich leguf, a miskaven, ein miskaven, we're going to argue that's irrelevant, no? If there's a halach of shvisas behemto, that means from the perspective of the Baal HaBehema. Once you're forced into that position, when it comes to shvisas behemto, maybe the same thing could apply when it comes to shvisas avadim as well. After all, the Rambam and Perichot HaTofa Shabbos, right, equates these two halachos, k'shem shemuz haradam, al shvisas behemto, kach muzra al shvisas avdo. This is what the Magen Avraham writes in the beginning of Simin Shin Dalet. And maybe one could argue that even if you assume that from the perspective of the Eved, it's not considered to be Malachis Isser, but maybe you have to view it from your perspective, the perspective of the Adon, as you do when it comes to shvisas behemto, and in which case, since you know that this is an act of Chilul Shabbos, even if that's the mindset, not the mindset of the Eved, perhaps it is not fully relevant. In that Shivas Rabbi Kiveger, in Simen Ches, Rabbi Kiveger does not raised the sugyan Shabbos Navkuf Lamed Zayin, but Rabbi Kveger in the Tosas, Rabbi Kveger in the Mishnayos HaShabbos, in Perkates Mishnah Dalet, raises this sugya. There the Mishnah tells us the following chiddush, right? Bris Mila on Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Lozad Amila Kufla Mezayin, Mi Shahayilo Shneitin Alkos. There are two children that require Bris Mila. Echad Lamal Achara Shabbos, Vechad Lamal B'Shabbos. Right, one was born on Shabbos, it's a Mila B'Zman on Shabbos, the other was born on Sunday, right, and therefore, the Brit Mila cannot be done on Shabbos, right, it's day seven. And all of a sudden, the Mal makes a grievous error, switches the babies, lo and behold, he ended up, right, doing the bris of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. What would happen in such a case? Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechai V'Chatos, right, it's Chilu Shabbos D'Araisa. Srichayim Chatos. I was Bishogeg. Who is Srichayim Chatos? Rabbi Yeshua says that Mishnah, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Rabbi Yeshua comes up with a new Ptur, something which is called Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. This is what Ram discusses in Perechesef HaChushkagos. Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. And Perebezef HaChushkagos. Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. What does it mean, Tabid Bar Mitzvah? If a person was in the process of doing a mitzvah, and as a result he violates an Issa, Rabbi Yeshua says that sometimes a person is going to be Potter Men HaKarba. Potter Men HaKarba. The Gemara goes on to extend the details. One could envision two different cases. One is a Friday Shabbos baby, one is the Shabbos Sunday baby. There's a fundamental difference between the Shabbos Sunday as opposed to confusion of a Shabbos and Friday. In a case of a Shabbos Sunday, not only was the Mal Mechal of Shabbos, but the bottom line is, the mitzvah of Bris Mila was not fulfilled, it was day seven. If the Mal, because of his confusion, substituted a Friday Shabbos baby, in that case he did a Bris Mila on day nine, that's a little different case, no? There it's a case where there was Chal of Shabbos, but the bottom line is that the mitzvah of Bris Mila was performed. In fact, that's how the Rambam assumes the halacha, the base of Chushkagos, that when do we assume the Tabid of our mitzvah is Potter Men HaKarba, and that depends on whether it's Asa Mitzvah or Lo Asa Mitzvah. So good. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you're Chayav Chatos. It's Chilu Shabbos D'Araisa B'Shogei. And Rabbi Yeshua says that you're Potter, you should have been Chayav. You're Potter for another reason, Tabid of our mitzvah. Good? Now that Gemara increases stuff, you test some obeys. Raises the following difficulty. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're Chayim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Potter, but only because of Tavid Var Mitzvah. And then you have to go through the detail. Does tolerance always apply? Sometimes apply? Asa Mitzvah, Lo Asa Mitzvah? The Gemara says, isn't that Mamish Misasek? Isn't that a case of Misasek? A person intended to do A, ended up doing B. The Gemara says that's shogeg. You're chayiv chatos. Why are you chayiv chatos according to Rabbi Lozman? Why do you have to come on to Tabid Var Mitzvah? Isn't that a case of misasek? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers the following. No, hanach litinokos. No, forget about that case. You can't label that as misasek while you're potter. Why? Because as mentioned, you're dealing with Bris Mila, making a chavala, making a chabura on Shabbos. That's the context of one of the Gemara that you know. Hol umekalkel bechabura chayiv, misasek na michayiv. That's the context of the Gemara. Yeah, you're right, misasek. But here you're dealing with chavala, making a chabura, mekalkel bechabura chayiv, misasek na michayiv. So therefore, you're not going to be Pavta Mitam Esasek. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that you are Chayav Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua says you're Potter for a side reason, Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Good? So Rabbi Kveger raises the following kasha. There, and it's also Rabbi Kveger again on this Mishnah. Right? Shabbos Yutes, Mishnah Dalet. How does this fit in according to Tosus' understanding? Tosfos was bothered by that difficulty and that sugya increases stuff you test. Whether Misasek is a Tur B'Chala Torah Kula, whether it's uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos. And Tosus stated the following beautiful finish, that there's a marked difference between Misasek B'chola Torah Kula as opposed to Shabbos. Kola Torah Kula, Misasek is Heter and Isser. But Isser Tisser is not called Misasek. When it comes to Shabbos, that's the unique Torah of Misasek and Shabbos. Even in a case of Isser V'Isser, a person intended to do an act of Ksira and he did an act of Ksira, but if his intent was to do Ksira to A and Ksira was done to B, in such a case, that's also called Misasek. That is uniquely true regarding Shabbos because of Melechas Machshavas Hasra Torah. Those are Tosfos's two halachos of Misasek. Good. So Rabbi Kevega writes the following difficulty. The Gemara says, when it comes to Chabura, Misasek is Chayim. What does that mean? Because the Ptur of Misasek is Melechas Machshavas. And there's no Ptur of Melechas Machshavas when it comes to Chabura. Hol Nekalka b'Chabura Chay Misasek Nami Chayim. So what does that mean? The unique halacha of Misasek on Shabbos, which is a function of Melechas Machshavas, that should not apply to the case of Chabura. But if there is a halacha of Misasek that is not rooted in Melechas Machshavas, that applies B'chol HaTorah Kula, even though there's no requirement of Melechas Machshavas, well, of course, that should apply to the case of Chabura. No? The exception of Chavala is Melechas Machshavas. But if you're going to tell me that there are different tiers to Misasek, that which is true B'chol HaTorah Kula, there should be no exception. The exception is only when it comes to the Melechas Machshavas requirement. In other words, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Kvenger writes, the Isser to Isser problem, which requires that you invoke Melechas Machshavas, that wouldn't apply to the case of Chabura. But the Isser and Heter example, where you don't have to come on to Misasek, that's true of Shabbos, that's true of B'chol HaTorah Kula, that should apply even to a case of Chabur as well. That's Rabbi Kveger's Kasha. So in this particular case, the Moel had assumed what he was doing was Heter Gamor, a mitzvah rabba, mitzvah daraisa. The Moel was assuming that he was doing a Mila Bizmana, which is Docha Shabbos. And it turns out that because of a terrible confusion, right, this was a Friday or a Sunday baby, and this is not a Mila Bizmana. That's a misasek of Heter to Isser, Isser to Heter. That's a Ptur B'chol HaTorah Kula. You don't have to come on to Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. In which case, there should be a case of Misasek. So how is it that Rabbi Eliezer says you're Chayiv Chatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're Potter because of Tobit of Rabbi Yeshua? This should be a case of Misasek Mamish, the Gemara's Kasha. The answer of the Gemara, Misasek Nami Chayiv, that's the only Misasek of Shabbos, the case of Isser to Isser, the Isser to Heter. In such an instance, that should be, well, that's Rabbi Kiveger's issue. The models of Misasek, again, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Heter to Isser. Shabbos, Isser to Isser. Bris Mila poses a fascinating model. Is Bris Mila called Heter Tisser, or is Bris Mila called Isser Tisser? Rabbi Kveger assumes this is a case of Heter Tisser. What greater case of Heter? Not Heter. A mitzvah rabba, mitzvah daraisa. That's Heter to Isser. Is that so simple? That Bris Mila is called Heter and Isser, and therefore this is Misasek B'chol HaTorah Kula. Why could you question that assumption? Because Bris Mila is a malacha daraisa. But Mila Bizmana is Doche Shabbos. Dechias Yisurim. Is that called Heter Tisser, is that called Isser Tisser? The case of Kol HaTorah Kula, the guy assumed it was Tolosh. That's not a malacha saver whatsoever. That is not Kotzer. Here, of course, it's a malacha daraisa. And a gzera sakasov, that nonetheless, Mila Bizman is Doche Shabbos. Maybe that's called Isser to Isser. In which case, this is the Misasek of Melechas Machshavas. In which case, that doesn't apply to the case of Chabura, Homakalka, Bechabura, Chamisasek, Nami Chayev. We're not interested in bottom line, whether this is a permitted or a forbidden act. Heter tis, miser tiser. We want to know whether it has a chaloshim malacha. Is this called Melechis Shabbos or is it not? If it's called Melechis Shabbos, that means a person intended to do this malacha, ended up doing that. That is unique p'tur when it comes to Shabbos, the Melechis Malchemis. That's what Tosos would assume. One perhaps could even argue as follows. The Gemara raises the issue of Hutra versus Dechuya in a very limited context. Right? You find it in the Gemara when it comes to cases of Tumah. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, the Gemara Yuman Davav, Sanhedrin Daf Yud-Beis. The fact that the Torah tells us that a Yachin will defer his Chiyuv Karban to Pesach Sheni, but if it's Tzibur is Tamei, the Karban is brought B'tumah. Is that Hutra? Is that Dechuya? What's the Nafkamina of Hutra Dechuya? The Gemara says, whether Efshel Kayim Shneihem. Good. If something is Hutra, the Heter is Chal, even if it's Efshel Kayim Shneihem. If something is Dechuya, that means Bekoshi Hitiru, Rashi writes. Push comes to shove. If you can avoid, so certainly avoid. In that case of Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, can it be avoided? The Gemara says, of course. No, let this Sanhedrin add an extra month. They'll add an Adar Sheni, and hopefully if you'll buy a month's time, by the time the Chi of Karim Pesach will begin, everybody will be Tahar. So the Gemara says an important Chiddush, that if you assume the Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, the Sanhedrin must add an extra month, an Adar Sheni. If you hold the Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, that's called Ibor Hashana Shalom Etzarech. What problem are you solving? As learned at length last year, the Sikh is Naf Yabez. There must be a compelling Tzorech in order to allow for Ibor Hashana. You cannot be Ma'abed Hashana Shalom Etzarech. Rabbi Yehuda writes even B'dyebed, Ibor Hashana Shalom Etzarech is not Chal. If you hold that Tum is Hutra B'tzibur, this is Shalom Etzarech. That's the Gemara's nafkamina of Efshar and Efshar L'Kayim Shnei. Good? The Gemara's context is a limited one. But the Rishonim discuss, right, Hutra versus Dechuya in many other contexts as well. Pikoach Nefesh, Ocho Nefesh. What about Bris Milah on Shabbos? The Torah does go out of its way and tell us, Ubiyom Hashminim Besar Lasa. Does that mean Mamish Hutra? Or should one argue, right, that no, Bris Milah of course is Mutar on Shabbos, the Torah's Dechuya. For example, right, the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the opening Mishnah Rabbi Elazar D'Amila. Rabbi Eliezer assumes a very great Chiddush, no? That not only is Bris Milah Docha Shabbos, even Machshirei Milah Docha Shabbos. Even Machshirei Milah. Even those things that could have been done Mibod Yom, that you don't have to do on Shabbos at all. Rabbi Eliezer says, those things can be done on Shabbos. Gemara says a great Chiddush, B'makom ad Rabbi Eliezer, hayokarsim eisim lasos p'chamim. Unbelievable. They used to chop down trees on Shabbos, and they used to make a fire, and they used to man the iron ore, and they used to make a knife in order to bismillah on Shabbos. Because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, even if it's Efshar Mibod Yom, apparently, Machshirei Milah. Stocha Shabbos. Nachum disagree and argue that's not true. Bris Milah must be done on Shabbos. You can't do it on Friday. That's Stocha Shabbos. Everything you could have done Mibod Yom, of course you have to do Mibod Yom. Machshirei Milah no mutter. So the Mishnah tells us the following. What happens if somehow on Friday you didn't see to it that the baby and the knife are in the same place? We have a Bris Milah on Shabbos. We know. You have to make all these hachanos. What happens if the kli was not brought to the place of the baby on Erev Shabbos? So that first Mishnah Rabbi Lezer Amilu, Kuflam and Amalaf, Rabbi Lezer says, Im lo hevi kli me Erev Shabbos, me viu b'Shabbos Megulah. Rabbi Lezer says, for whatever reason, you wake up Shabbos morning, the knife is in this place, the baby is in that place, no problem. Carry the knife to the baby. Rabbi Lezer says you should do it Maguli, you should do it right, openly, don't hide it. Do it all openly. Either because of the Chavivus of Bris Milah or Mishum Chshad, people shouldn't see you carrying something under your coat. They should see that you're carrying right the knife for Bris Milah, because that you're allowed to carry. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says not only is Bris Milah Docha Shabbos, but carrying the knife to the baby, that is Docha Shabbos as well. So Tosus is bothered by a very interesting kasha, and Tosus says, fascinating to Ritzin. Tosus's kasha is the following. We have a problem. The baby is in place A, the knife is in place B. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem, carry the knife to the baby. What's the difficulty? Tosus says, why carry the knife to the baby? Carrying a knife is forbidden midaraisa. No? Why not, Tosus says, carry the baby to the knife? Why? Because Tosus quotes the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Because we have a principle, Shachai Nosi Asatzma. Carrying a baby, Chai Nosi Asatzma. It's an Yisid Rabbana. It's an Yisid Rabbana. That's what Tosus writes. You can take a look. The Tosus Daf Tzadi Dalet has a couple of reasons why that's true. Why Yisid Chai Nosi Asatzma? Is it because Shachai Mekel Asatzmo? One who is alive, it is easier to carry? Or no? So the Rish says, Mishkan Garminan, Shlohei Enosim Devar Chai, they didn't used to carry live things in the Mishkan. Chai Enosi Asatzmo. So Tosus says, why carry the knife to the baby? Carry the baby to the knife. That's Tosus' discussion. Tosus has a couple of terutz, and the first terutz of Tosus is the following interesting chiddush. Wait a second. You're going to go ahead and carry the baby to the knife. The knife is in a field someplace. Right? The knife is in a stranger's house where the mole happens to be staying. Good, fine. You're going to carry the baby to the knife. You're going to do the bris milah. Now what? Now what? So what do you do with the baby now? Let's leave the baby there until Motzei Shabbos. You're going to have to carry the baby back now. No? So Tosus writes, interesting, Cheshbon. Tosus writes that the Gemara has in Daf Tzadi Dalet that let's assume you have a person who's alive. He's kufus, he's all tied up. A person is very ill. You don't assume Chaynos Yisatzmo. That's like dead weight. So Tosus says that, look, you're going to do the bris right now. Now the baby is going to be in a state of a cholam asukan. You're going to have to carry the baby back. At that point, you don't assume chaynos yisatzmo. At that point, it's real hotzo daraisa. So Tosus says, so what are you gaining? You're trying to carry the baby to the knife in order to avoid an issa daraisa of hotza. What do you mean? Tosa says, "Achar milat sarf lahachzir liimo, and va'az haya kafus lefishu chole." So therefore, you're not gaining anything at all. What are your choices? You can violate either what would otherwise be nisa daraisa of carrying the knife to the baby, or you can violate an nisa darabana now of carrying a baby to the knife, and then subsequently you're going to have to carry the baby back home. So therefore, just for the sense of efficiency, so carry the knife to the baby now. That's Tosus's chiddush. So if you look in the chiddush of Ramban, right in the sugya of Shabbos of Kuf Lamed, the Ramban point by point points out the difficulties that are in the Ramban with this argument of Tosus. Number one, are the facts right? Chai nosi asatzma. Does Chai Nosi Asatzma apply to an infant? You have a person who walks and manages on his own Chai Nosi Asatzma. You have an 8-day-old infant. Do you assume Chai Nosi Asatzma? The Rabban says no. Number two, even assuming like Tosus Ashita, that you apply Chai Nosi Asatzma to such a young child, and there's a difference whether the child is healthy or not, whether the child is a cholam asukim as a result of bris milah. You have an adult who could walk on his own, but if he's kafus, if he's a cholam, we won't assume chaynos yisatzmo. If you're willing to grant that chaynos yisatzmo applies to an 8-day-old child, it makes a difference whether the child is before meal or after meal. In both cases, the child can't manage it all on his own, and you're going to have to carry. Even a third issue, which is critically important, this is very nogeh l'halacha, is Tosfos's whole argument true? Let's assume Tosfos's facts are right. So what are you faced with? Carry knife to baby, is a deraisa. Carry baby to knife, is a drabanan. But then carrying baby back home, is a deraisa. So therefore what? So do this a deraisa now, because it's more efficient. Because the sum total is a deraisa as opposed to deraisa and drabanan. Is that true? Is that true? Right now, what is my choice? I want to do bris milah. Right now, I can perform the bris milah in one of two ways. Either through an issa d'oraisa, an issa d'rabbanan. Knife to baby issa d'oraisa, baby to knife issa d'rabbanan. So that's my decision right here and now. So shouldn't I decide right here and now what should I do? After the bris milah, that the child will be a chola mesukan, the child will need its mother. So pikuach nefesh allows me to carry the child to his mother. It's a great chiddush that Tosfos says. Right here and now you could get away with an issa d'rabbanan. But in the longer range, in the broader window, it's not going to save you from a later issur. So do this or now. Do you have a right to do that? That's what the Ramban writes. What are you talking about? If right now you're faced with a decision, deraisa d'rabbanan, do the decision right now. Do it now. And the next decision, you'll cross that bridge when you get there. Right now, you're faced with a problem that you have a child that is a chol masuka, needs its mother, you'll carry it to her mother. What's the problem? To violate an isser now, to preempt, right, the navera later, do you have a right to do such a thing? This is also quite similar to the Ramban's argument, right, in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, in Daf Yarif, in Machlokes Balmor Ramban, Vishtapi Chamima. What happens in the following case? The Gemara assumes that you have to wash the baby with clean water before the bris and clean water after the bris. So they would heat up water, they would sterilize water in order to engage in rechitza. The Gemara considers that to be critical. Rechitza is necessary kodam amil, rechitza is necessary lachar amil. Therefore, they would always make sure they had ample water to wash the baby before and afterwards. Fasting machlokas, bamor ramban, dun gimel meralef and dapi arif. Nishtapi chamima. What happens in the following? Let's assume you're about to do a bris on Shabbos and all the water spills. You don't have any water. You can't do that bris on Shabbos. No? But you're not allowed to heat up water now. That's chilas Shabbos daraisa. Not docha Shabbos. That you can't do. Maybe alayde nachri. Machlokas rishonim. Certainly not alayde yisrael. The machlokas b'amar Rabban is the following. Let's assume some of the water spills. Some of the water spills. So you have enough water left to wash the baby before the bris, but you're not going to be able to wash the baby after the bris. So the Balaam writes, you cannot do that bris. You cannot create dechias yisurim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes, wait a second, right now there's a mitzvah to do. A mitzvah bris milah. You have water? Do the bris milah. Now, after the bris milah, the child is in a state of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh will allow you to heat up the water then for the child. Do it. The Ramban writes, a person is allowed, under certain conditions, at least here the tzarech mitzvah, to put himself in a situation of dechias yisurim. The Balamor writes, if a person is in a state of pikuach nefesh, of course, you service that individual, but you can't create dechias yisurim. You can't put the child in a state of pikuach nefesh knowing that you cannot administer to the child's needs, and that will result in chilul Shabbos. Fasting machlokas b'amon Ramban, whether one can put themselves in a situation of dechias yisurim. The Ramban, right, in disagreeing with the Balamor, writes that ein le mitzvah el l'shatan. You have a mitzvah? Let's take care of it right here and now. Forget about the next step. Let's assess that right here and now. Right here and now, there's a mitzvah rab of milah. You have the water to wash the child before the bris, perform the mitzvah. As a result, you're going to have to involve yourself in dechias yisurim. Okay, we'll make that assessment when we get there. That's very similar to what the Ramban writes against Tosfos Hashita. Here, if a person would be faced with a choice right now between nisa d'arayis and nisa d'rabbanan, do the nisa d'rabbanan. Once the bris milah is done, you're going to have to find the nisa d'arayis. Right now, just consider the immediate decision. The Ramban writes that, right, in both cases, in disagreeing with Tosfos and disagreeing with Balamor, in the case of Ishtapi Chamin. That's Tosfos' difficulty. Why carry the knife to the baby, carry the baby to the knife? What could the answer be to Tosfos' kasha? And this is what the Ran discusses, and the Ramban as well. Do you have to look for etzes according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says even machshirei milas doche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer's of the opinion is that milah and Shabbos is hutra. If something is hutra, do you have to look for a way out of minimizing isurim? It also seems to assume a very great kiddush that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you could accomplish that goal either through nisa d'arayis and nisa d'rabbanan, it must be the nisa d'rabbanan. Is that true according to Rabbi Eliezer? Tosfos is assuming a chiddush that the concept of efshe l'kayim shneihem, the concept of dechuya, is in place even according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Ran points out. It's not true. If machshile milah doche Shabbos, even though it was efshe l'kayim shneihem, that means hutra, heter gomor. And therefore, even if there is a way that you could minimize this, there's no need to do so, according to Rabbi Eliezer. This machlokas then Tosfos versus the Ran, for example, Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, to what extent is bris milah hutra dechuya on Shabbos? And the Vilna Gaon points out, and what about Aliba the Chachamim? The Gaon writes, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like the Chachamim. But the Gaon writes, the machlokas mechaber in Ramah, as to whether bismillah and Shabbos is hutra and dechuya. What is the mechaber in the Ramah? Right, in the end of Hilchos Milah, Yardeh Simen Reis Samach Vav, the mechaber writes the following chiddush, that in earlier times, there used to be mechaber two mo'alim to do a bris. After all, it's necessary to remove Lor Hamila, and it's necessary to either remove or roll back or hapriya. Both entailed making a chavola, making a chabura. In earlier times, they used to have two different molim. One to remove the or hamila, the other to affect the or hapriya. The Mechaber writes the following chiddush, what if it's a bris milan shamas? The Mechaber writes, a single moel. You cannot have one moel remove Lor Hamila in the second, Lor Hapriya. Why? Because Malv Lo Para Ki Lo Mal. If all you remove is Lor Hamila, it's not a Mila Kshera. So Mal number one was Mechal Shabbos, Daraisa, without the mitzvah, Bris Mila. The Machaber writes, that cannot be done. That cannot be done. The mitzvah Smila is Matin. The Ramah disagrees and says the following chiddush. Wait a second. What about the Ramah gives the following mashal? What about avodas hakarbanos? Karbanos are brought on Shabbos. Right? The Mishnah tells the beginning of Maseches Yoma. Now, the number of kohanim that used to participate in hakravas hakarbanos. So let's say a kohen does the ma'aseh shechita. That same kohen has to do everything. Why not argue? What do you mean? He did shechita. That's a malacha. Shalchton, atilas neshama. That's a malacha daraisa. Yeah, but as of yet, there wasn't a kiyum hakrava. But is there a halacha that the kohen hashochet has to be the kohen who does every stage of avodah? Certainly not. So the Rambam writes, just as this is true when it comes to Avodah Sakabanas, it's true when it comes to Bismillah and Shabbos. It's a Maisa Shechita, a Maisa Mila that's sufficient. Even though in isolation, it's not the Kiyum Mitzvah Mila, it's not the Kiyum Mitzvah of Avodah Sakabanas, but Maisa Shechita, that's sufficient. So the Gon has a fascinating Ha'ara. Of course the Mechaber agrees with that. It's a Mishnah, no? But the Gon points out the following Chiddush. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that Avodas HaKarbanos on Shabbos is Hutra. It's Hutra. We usually look to how explicit something is in Chumash in order to term Hutra Dechuya. The Torah says, Uvyama Shabbos Shnekvasim Reishon HaTamimim. Do this on Shabbos. That's Dechuya. It's Hutra. If something is Hutra, the Gon writes, then of course, the Maisa HaMitzvah is not an act of Chilul Shabbos. But if you hold it's Dechuya, no, it means the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Matir. That's the Kpeda of the Mechaber. If Bris Milah on Shabbos is only Dechuya, what is Doche? The Mitzvah Smil is Doche the Chilul Shabbos. Then you must make sure that the mole is mekayim the mitzvah bris milah. Mashenkin, if you'll tell me that this act is not called chilul Shabbos hutra, then that can be a shared act. That's the chiddush that the Gon writes. The machlokas machab in the Ramah. Like Tosfos writes, for example, if kilayim in tzitzis is hutra, it means that this beged is not called kilayim. So you can wear this beged even at night. Without the kiyum mitzvah, the chefte shel beged is mutter. If you hold, Rabbi Natan writes that kilayim in tzitzis is only dechuya, the mitzvah is matir. If you were to wear this linen garment with wool tzitzis, right, at night, it's nisadaresa. It's not that the chefte shel beged is exempt from kilayim, the mitzvah tzitzis is matir this Rosh Hashanah. And in such a case, only by yom na'balayla. Once you see that this is the Machlokas Rishonim, and you see Tosfos Shita, that Bris Milan Shabbos is that which is, right, Dechuya, Tosfos who assumes Bris Milan Shabbos is Dechuya, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a great Kiddush. So maybe this impacts on our issue as well. Bris Milan Shabbos, is that the Misasek of Melachas Machsheves, or is that the Misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula? Is that comparable to the case of Tolosh and Mechubar, Heter and Isser? Or is that a case of Isser to Isser? That's the question we raised. Dechias Yisurim. Isser to Isser, Heter to Isser. Maybe one could argue Dechias Yisurim is Isser to Isser. Perhaps one could suggest that that could depend on Hutra versus Dechuya. If it is something which is Hutra, comparable to Tolosh and Mechubar. If it's Dechuya, where the Isra has been Koma Omeid, and the Kiyum Mitzvah is Matir, maybe that's called Isra to Isra. If you argue either one of those positions, either Dechiyas Yisrim always is Isra to Isra, or especially if the method, the vehicle, the tool of Dechiyas Yisrim is Dechuya, as Tosfos assumes, the Tosfos L'shita say, then Tosfos assumes that Bris Milah on Shabbos, Tosfos will assume that the misasek of Bris Milah is the Melechis Mosheves misasek, Yisr to Yisr. And that's exactly then what the Gemara writes in Krisa Staf Yates, that no, Hol Mekalka Bechabur Achai Misasek Namichayim. Against Rabbi Kveger's objection. This Ha'ar of Rabbi Kveger, the different levels of Misasek, and Rabbi Kveger's Nafkamina of Kimlei D'Rabbinei. This is also relevant, right, for the following issue. The Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Aleph discusses cases of Kimlei D'Rabbinei, and one of them is the following. What happens if Zorach Chetz, a person on Shabbos, shoots an arrow, in Vikara Shirayim Balichasim. And as the arrow is traveling, right, it rips someone's clothing. Right? Your clothing is hanging out to dry. The arrow rips straight through the clothing, ultimately lands. So the Gemara says, no. Kim later Abine. You're chayiv on Shabbos for zrikas hacheitz. Right? You shot an arrow that traveled daramas b'shus harabim. Chilu Shabbos daraisa. So therefore, you're potter for the kriyas hashirayim. The Gemara is bothered by the following. Is it simultaneous? The chiyuv of Shabbos and the chiyuv mamon. Are they mamish b'vasachas? After all, the chiyuv tashlumin is at the time of the kriyas hashirayim, when the hezek is done. When is the chilu Shabbos of mar daramos b'shus harabim only b'shas hanacha? You need the akira daramos hanacha. So the Gemara says, no problem. Al pidin, that's all called the same window of time. What's that principle called? Akira tzara hanacha. A chiddush. Akira tzara hanacha. Whatever that means. Akira tzara hanacha. In other words, they don't view that act of hotzah, right, in individual frames, but we view that entire act, the akira, the shin rishus hanacha, as a single window of time, and therefore, both chiyuv and merchal b'vasachas, therefore you can apply the principle of kim leder amne. Good? So let me ask you a simple question. The Gemara assumed that the chiyuv hezek is kriyas hashirayim. That's good. Right? The chilul Shabbos is Mavadaras Bushus Arabin. The Gemara was bothered, it not Bavasachas. The Gemara answered, Achidish, no, it is Bavasachas because of this halacha, Akirat Sarachanacha. Let me ask you a simple question. Right, maybe the question becomes more complicated, a little bit more, but a simple question, no? Why is the Chilul Shabbos because of Mavadaras Bushus Arabin? Isn't Korea one of the Lamtes Malavos? No, Korea. If that's true, so that certainly is mamish b'vasachas, no? The kriyas hashirayim in Korea b'shabbos, mamish b'vasachas. Why did the Gemara assume that the chiyuv must be because of mavad al amos, and we have a problem, we have a solution? What's wrong with kriyas hashirayim? What's wrong with kriyas hashirayim? So maybe you'll tell me a simple answer. Kriyas hashirayim. That's an act of mekalkel. And as we learned, right, Shabbos Kuvav, kol ha-mekalkelim p'turim. Kol ha-mekalkelim p'turim. In which case, one could argue that if mekalkel is not the ma'isa vera midaraisa, then you can't apply the principle of kim l'drabanei at all. And even though we learned Tanit Bechizkiah, as I mentioned yesterday, that's a Gemara Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Hey, and later in Daf Lamed Ches, Chai V'Niso Shogegin P'turim in HaKashlumin. Yeah, Shogeg. Because Shogeg is a Maisa Vera. Shogeg is an Issa D'Araisa. But not Mekalkel. Just as Rabbi Kvega writes here in Simen Ches, that in order to invoke Kim Leder Ramine, there must be a Maisa Vera Daraisa. Must be a Malachis Isser. Must be Chilul Shabbos. If something lacks Malachis Masheves, it is not called Chilul Shabbos at all. And therefore you can't invoke Kim Leder Ramine. Just as Rabbi Kvega writes, you cannot when it comes to Misasek. Because Misasek and Shabbos is not the Malachis Isser, because Malachis Machsheves Asur Torah. And the same thing would apply when it comes to Mekalkel. Terrific. And that's why the Gemara doesn't envision the possibility that Chilul Shabbos is because of Kriyas HaShirayim, it must be because of something else, Mavar Daramos. which was your intention, and that requires Akira Tzarech Hanacha. The only issue is that really true? That you don't apply the principle of Kimle B'Derabine to a case of Mekalkel? This is a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. You won't find this in Masechet Shabbos. And this is found in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. What was Rabbi Yehuda Shikli? Call him a Kalkalim Turin. Even Chov L'mavir. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that Sigdav Kuvav, there could be some Toelis, even in Chov L'mavir. Right? You need the Dan, you need the Efer, you need the Ash. Why do you assume that it's all for destructive purposes? There's some constructive purpose even when it comes to Chov L'mavir. Rashi just pointed out that's only an ancillary Tikkun Min Hatzad. And that doesn't help according to Rabbi Shimon, because that's no better than a Malach Shina Tzrich L'Gufa, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If one would destroy something, if he needs the ash, he's going to be Chayiv. But if one violates this of those Savaru Eish and Ve'eno Tzarech Lefra, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Patra, because Kol Makakulim Turin. No? But Rashi writes, "Avakama lamed hey amen aleph dermaskel rava." If a person does that, I took your chayfis on Shabbos and I burnt it, and I don't need the ash. That's not why I burnt your object. Rashi writes, "Potter min atashlum in kishavi." You're potter. Wow. You're potter. Rashi says that Kimle D'Rabbanan applies to Mekalkel. Potter min HaTashlum. And Tosfos disagrees. But Tosfos Bava Kamma on Hamad Aleph, D'Rmaschum Mas Nisin, that's Tosfos' objection. Lo Domi L'Shogeg. You cannot compare Mekalkel to Shogeg. Tosfos says in the case of Shogeg, Yesh Bo Yisra Malacha. But Aval Kan, when it comes to Mekalkel, Ein Isser Malacha. That's Lashon HaTosfos. It's fascinating. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, whether Kimle D'Rabbanan applies in the case of Mekalkel. Rashi writes that you apply Kimle D'Rabbanan. Tosfos says you don't. Lafi Kayam, Mechelek Beis, Siman Lamed Zayin, quotes the Rabbi Kiveger, our Rabbi Kiveger, the Tshuvas and Simen Ches, and the Fikiyam is one comment. He says this whole Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger is Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. The whole assumption Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is assuming like Tosfos against Rashi. That you need a Maisa Vere Daraisa in order to apply the principle of Kimle D'Rabbanan. Because what is true of Misasik will be true of Mekalkel, no? That's how we began. No? What's the link? Lechis Mashemes. The Rashi writes, that's not true. Kimle D'Rabbanan will mean the following, that this act, right, will never generate the Chiyuv Mamon. Whether it was done b'mezid, b'shogeg, mekalkel, doesn't matter. An act that potentially would be Chilul Shabbos, even if it's done in a matter where it was b'shogeg, or b'meiz without hasra, or even both in mekalkel, in those cases, one is potter min HaTashlum. See, in light of this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, so step back. We were bothered. In that case, Zara Chetz, Kar Shabbat Lichasa, why did the Gemara assume that the Chilul Shabbos was Mavir Dat Amos? And that got us involved with the problem that the Chiyuv Mamon L'Chilul Shabbos are not simultaneous. And that required the Chiddush of Akira Tzarech Hanacha. What's wrong with the Malach of Korea. So according to Tosus, it's very good. Tosus like Rabbi Kiveger, no? Very good. Kriyas HaShiraim is Mekalkel. There's no p'tur of Kimlei Rabbani when it comes to Mekalkel, just like when it comes to Misasek. No Malachas Machsheva is not a Maisa Malacha Daraisa. So the Gemara knows that that can't be the basis for p'tur. But according to Rashi, that even if something is Mekalkel, like Lo Sevrawe Sheino Tzarech Lefro, Libet Rabbi Yehuda, you still say Kimlei Rabbi Nei. So can't you re-raise that question? Now, why then is it necessary to come unto Mavar Dalamos? Why is it necessary to answer Akira Tzarech Hanacha? Just simply, you're potter for the Kriyas HaShiraim because of Korea. Aye, it's Mekalkel. Rashi writes, still okay. Still potter in HaTashlumin. What apparently must you answer according to Rashi? That even if you're willing to apply Kimnei Rabbi to a case of Mekalkel, I'm not willing to apply Kimnei Rabbi to Kriyas HaShiraim. Why is Kriyas HaShiraim worse than Mekalkel? Why is that worse than Mekalkel? You know what the answer must be according to Rashi? Remember the Tosfos we discussed? Ayin Gimel Beis Zomer V'Tzarech Leitzin. Tosfos is bothered by difficulty. Why do you need Tzarech Leitzin according to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Why are you doing the Malacha? That's a question of Tzrich L'Gufa, not Tzrich L'Gufa, the why question. So according to Rabbi Shimon, I understand, that's a critical issue. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the why question doesn't concern us so much. Well, the fact that you are doing so, Ktsira, you're fine. So Tosfos said a great Tachidish. Now, not necessarily true. When it comes to certain Malachos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that purpose is critical because that's the definition of the Malacha. In those Malachos, the why question is critical. For example, Tosfos says, Ktsiras Eitzim. Lo mikri kotzer beitzim ilamin zeh. It's not called Ktsir if you don't need that which you are cutting. Ktsir is harvesting. And Tosfos gave us a list of other cases also. No? We discussed this when it came to Disha. Mashke is holich liibud. Tosfos says that's not called Dash. Even Rabbi Yehuda will say that's not called dash. That's not a question of tzrich or ein tzrich l'gufa. If you don't intend to use that which is extracted, that's not called threshing. And Tosfos gives us a couple more examples, no? One of them is b'chein korea amanas litvo. Tosfos adds that to the list as well. I'll ask you the following chiddush. Why do you need amanas litvo? Why do you need amanas litvo? So I'll tell you two possibilities. One possibility is you need amanas litvo to avoid the mekalkel problem. Well, you take something and you rip it. That's a destructive act. How can that be a malacha? The answer is no, that's not true. Ripping isn't always destructive. For example, Korea, Amanas Litvor. One possibility is Amanas Litvor is just addressing the Mekalkel issue. Tosfos here is saying much more than that, no? Tosfos is telling us that the definition of the Malacha is Korea, Amanas Litvor. That's the name. In the Mishkan, when do they engage in Kriya? No? The Gemara gives you an example. Yiriya Shnefa Bodarna. All of a sudden, one of the Eros developed a hole. So they would rip through in order to re-sew. That's the Malacha. Korea Amanas Litvor. Tosa says the same chiddush when it comes to mochek almanas lichtov. Why do you need almanas? Is that just to avoid the mekalkel problem? Or is that more fundamental? The definition of the malacha, as was found in Mishkan, is mochek almanas lichtov, sos almanas livnos, kare almanas litfor. Tosus assumes that in all those cases, that is the definition of the malacha. After all, right, the Mishnah Davayim Gimel presents the Lamentos Malachos. So why does it say almanas litfor, almanas livnos? Just to a mekalkel problem? We'll learn the sugya mekalkel. That's what the Mishnah is telling. The Mishnah is interested in presenting Lamentos Malachos. You know why the Mishnah Korinian Tulsus tells us Kremenas Litvor? Not because of a kasha and teres. The Malach is Korea. You have a kasha, isn't Korea Makalkel? The Mishnah answers, no, Amanas Litvor. No, the definition of the Malacha is Korea Amanas Litvor. That's Tulsus' Chiddush. That's very important. If you will have an act of Korea, which is done for a critically important reason, a constructive purpose, you still will not be chayim, because the malachi is korea amanas litfor. That's Tosus is chiddush. No, you require korea amanas litfor. It's not just simply to avoid the problem of mekalkel. Poshup shab. This is Rashi's chiddush as well. Then, no. What's the problem? Rashi Baba Kamadaf Lamed Hey is willing to apply Kimnei Rabbanei to something which is Mekalkel. Lo Sevaro Eish. Eino Tzarech Le'efro. Rashi is willing to apply Kimnei Rabbanei, even though something is Mekalkel. As he pointed out, Poshup Shad against all of some Shravi Kivega. So if that's true, what forced the Gemara into the issue of Kriyas Hashiraim, that we're dealing with the Malacha of Mavar Dar Amos and Akira Tzarechanacha? What's wrong with simply the Malacha of Korea? You'll tell me Mekalkel, that's good according to Tosus, not according to Rashi. What's the answer? No, Rashi will admit Mekalkel Shlo Amanas Litfor, you cannot apply the principle of Kimnei Deraminei, because Mekalkel, a case of Korea Shlo Amanas Litfor, is potter not because Koma Kalkul in Turin, it's potter because the Malacha was not done. The Malacha is Korea Manas Litfor. Rashi would agree you can't apply the principle of Kim Leder Rabbeinu in such an instance. No? That Poshup Shat is an indicator that Rashi Shita perhaps is like that Tosus and that by Gimel Beis, that Amanas Litfor is an inherent part of the Malacha. Not just simply to avoid the difficulty of Mekalkel. No? That's why the Gemara had to come on to another Malacha. You know what the problem is? You take a look at the Gilei Nashas. Right? And this Sugya, Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. But the Kveger has the following Ari. He quotes this Tosus. Korei Amanas Litfor. That's what Tosus says here. Mi didahavi Korei Amanas Litfor. Rabbi Kveger writes, it's against the Gemara. There's a misprint in the Gilei Nashas. It should be Kuf Hei Amanas Beis. It's against the Gemara Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. That's the sugya we've been dealing with. Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara gives you a couple of cases, no? Korea Al Mason, a person who rips Kriyan Shabbos. A person who rips Kriyan Shabbos. What's the lach in such a case? No? The Gemara says, "Apabish machasa Shabbos yotzei kriya." The mitzvah's kriya is fulfilled, but it's an act of chilul Shabbos. It's an act of chilul Shabbos. No, that's the Yerushalmi we dealt with at the beginning of the year. No, why isn't that a mitzvah b'aveira? The chiddush of Yerushalmi, Yisrei Gavri, Yisrei Shabbos are not called mitzvah b'aveira. The Gemara is bothered. What do you mean? That's not Korea Amanas Litfor. Amanas Litfor. If a person is ripping Korea Achmanel Islam because Abi Vimo, he's not allowed to reso. Not only is that not his attention, it's not even an option. You know what the Gemara answers? No problem. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amalach Hashem Tzrich Laguf is Chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. In other words, the Almanas question is not part of the definition of the Malacha. It's just the why question of Malacha Tzrich, Amalach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa. That's Rabbi Kivega writes. Isn't that against Tosus? Tosus is going out of their way to demonstrate that the Almanas Litfor is not because of the general principles, because otherwise it would be Mekalkel. Or otherwise it's Einot Tzrich Lagufa. No. That's the Malacha, Korea Almanas Litfor. Rabbi Kivega writes, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara has cases where a person is engaging in an act of Korea, not because he's interested in destroying something, but he's doing so for some constructive reason, like a chiyuv of Kriya, Korea Mesa. That's not Almanas Litfor, and yet the Gemara says you're chayiv. So how can Tosos, and as we suggest, how could Rashi maintain that that's the definition of the Malacha, when the Gemara has other examples where you're going to be chayiv as well? The Gemara gives another case, Korea Bechamasa. A person who rips something, right, in order to instill fear in others. A person wants to assert a sense of discipline. So a parent will go ahead and rip something in front of their kids in order that they should realize that, don't take this lightly, this is a serious thing that they're angered by. Right? And they rip something in the process. That there should be Ema B'Sof Basin. It's not Amnas Litfor. But it is being done with some purpose in mind. So the Gemara says, look, if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malchin Srich Laguf is Chayim, you're going to be Chayim for that. That's not why they rip things in the Mishkan. But Rabbi Yehuda says the why question is not so critical. Those cases, right, Korea Shalo Amanas Litfor, but it is done for a certain purpose. Are you Chayim or not Chayim? How can Tosus and how can we maintain Rashi Shita? Right, is that in such cases, one is going to be Chayim if you argue that no, this is the definition, the essence of the Malacha. This ties in what we discussed earlier in Dafayin Gimel, right, where Tosus gave you a whole list of cases that these are definitions. Right, above and beyond the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, such as Tzarech Leitzim when it comes to the Malach of Kotzer, Tzarech Lamashka when it comes to the Malach of Dash. The Prima Gunim, the Mishin Mem, raises something about Mochek. Let's say a person erases something, the Toeles. No, the Toeles. You have a very expensive painting and someone scribbled on it. So you'll go to a professional, and what is his job? You're going to pay him a large sum of money just to erase. That's Mekalkel. That's not Mekalkel at all. But it's not Mochek Amanas Lichtov. The Prima Gunim raised the issue. Is that a Malacha Daraisa or is that not? Is that called Mochek? Where it's clearly being done for a constructive purpose, even though Shlom Anas Lichtov. Is the Amanas issue just to resolve a Kasha of Mekalkel? Or is that the presentation of the Malacha? So Tosus gives the obvious answer, that's the Malacha. But the Yeager points out, can't be. Can't be. So take a look if you can. Right, that the Kiddush Yaakov at the Stipler and Simon Lamed Hei. Here the Stipler addresses this issue, how to resolve Tosus Hashita, how to resolve what we said is Rashi Hashita. Right, very important for our earlier discussion, and this Machlokas Rashi and Tosus, whether Mekalkel is subject to Kimleiter Avinei. That Rosh Hashat, right, is the basis of the assumption, right, of Rabbi Kivega. Okay, so we'll pick up just with that point, the cycle, it's a shenanigans.